It is nearly 6 months since diplomat Richard Holbrooke died suddenly. He took with him a passion for negotiation and a belief that there was no military solution in Afghanistan. In the afterglow of the bin Laden raid, with military confidence at a peak, the illusion of a possible military endgame in Afghanistan and Pakistan may be the most dangerous consequence of U.S. success in the war on terror.
Let me be clear on one thing. Everybody understands that this war will not end in a clear-cut military victory. It's not going to end on the deck of a battleship like World War II or at Dayton, Ohio, like the Bosnian War. It's going to have some different ending from that. And some form of political settlements are necessary.
That's Richard Holbrooke speaking about a year ago. He could have made that statement yesterday. Even with the extraordinary changes in the Arab world and the new tensions between the U.S. and Pakistan developments, Holbrooke didn't live to see. Joining us, though, is writer and journalist Kati Martin, the wife of the late Richard Holbrooke. First of all, Kati, good morning and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, John.
What do you think your late husband would have thought of this moment, both for the world and for U.S. policy in Afghanistan?
I think he would have seen it as a great opportunity and a moment he seized and a moment to go into overdrive on the diplomatic front, because it does open the way toward a reconciliation, because the single most emotional, volatile roadblock to reconciliation has been removed, and that is bin Laden. So I think Richard would be shuttling between Islamabad and Kabul now to try to get both sides to begin political and reconciliation talks. He was actually laying the groundwork for reconciliation well before he died.
Nick Kristof in the New York Times, quoting you and writing about Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, suggests that the counsel of negotiating directly with the Taliban was a difficult message for President Obama to hear. Do you share that view?
Yes, it was then, but I think is now being finally heard and even implemented. I feel that Senator Kerry's mission to the region is very much taking up Richard's banner for political closure. And I think that many of the things that Senator Kerry is doing is what Richard would have us do, which is to say, beefing up the civilian side, as opposed to the military. Actually, Richard and John Kerry worked very hard together on a number of issues, really in the way that our government is meant to work. That is to say, the senator and the diplomat, the executive branch and the legislature collaborating, knowing each other's value. Kerry fundamentally believes that that in civilian engagement and assistance, and they worked. I remember one day when Richard worked for 15 hours with Kerry at Kerry's home on crafting the Kerry-Lugar bill, which was the first five-year authorization of civilian aid for people and democracy building in Pakistan. But at the outset, at least, of the Obama administration, the military held sway. And for Richard, this made him very uneasy, because it was so reminiscent of conversations that he had heard in that same Situation Room in the Johnson administration when he was a very young Wow. White House aide. And, you know, he saw many structural similarities between Afghanistan and Pakistan. And he tried to say that, but at that point, they didn't really want to hear it.
Well,
he
expressed several times his fear that Afghanistan would become Vietnam for President Obama. Do you think that danger has passed, or is that still a possibility?
Well, let's see what they do next. I think there one of the reasons actually that I spoke to Nick Kristof about this was that I didn't want this moment to pass without seizing the opportunity. And I was hearing rather alarming sounds from various quarters, from people running for president and from people on the Hill, saying that, you know, we have to punish the Pakistanis for their duplicity. And I just thought, well, you know, punishing Pakistan is punishing ourselves, because Richard always said that whereas a stable Afghanistan was, of course, desirable, a stable Afghanistan was absolutely essential. Afghanistan is, after all, less dangerous to our national interest than Pakistan, which, among other things, is armed with nuclear weapons and is the sanctuary to the worst elements. So we have no choice but to engage with Pakistan. And that's why I'm happy that Senator Kerry is doing that. And by the way, Richard never went rogue on this reconciliation with the Taliban. He absolutely had the Secretary of State's support in this. Secretary, in fact, outlined her view that reconciliation has to be part of the process in a little covered speech she gave in February here in New York at the Asia Society. And
we want to remind people, Akati, hold on one second. Akati Martin is the writer, journalist, and widow of the late Richard Holbrooke, talking about the path forward in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Akati, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who you were just referring to there, will speak before the testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. What should we look for to suggest that some of these views of your late husband are becoming part of U.S. policy?
I'm quite confident that they are. Richard and the Secretary of State worked very closely in crafting these policies, and I think that Richard's view that this cannot be won on the battlefield, and that we have at the outset over-militarized our policy, and that you cannot let the military set policies. Military is a piece of it, but they are not the strategists. That is up to the civilian side.
We will look for that message from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. We're going to leave it there, Akati Martin. Akati Martin is the writer and journalist and widow of the late Richard Holbrooke, celebrated diplomat and special envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, who did not live to see the extraordinary developments of the last 6 months, but his counsel very much in evidence in U.S. policy. Akati Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
And you can listen back to much of our coverage on Middle East policy, Afghanistan and Pakistan at our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.